Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I had a conversation with one of my SE directors recently about pre-demo prep. You know, the huddle between the AE and the SE before a customer call. And I asked her, how's the quality of those huddles? And she just looked at me and said, Nate, we're not even having them yet.
Oh, no. So you jumped straight to, are they good? And the answer was, they don't exist.
Right. And my first instinct was to fix it immediately. Build a template, make it mandatory, put a quality bar on it. But she pushed back and said something that stuck with me. She said, step one isn't making them effective. Step one is making them happen.
So she wanted to separate the habit from the quality. Get people in the room first, worry about what they discuss later?
Exactly. And I'll admit, that goes against every instinct I have. If we're going to do something, let's do it right.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, why doing the thing badly might be better than not doing it at all.
Okay, so I actually have strong feelings about this because I went through exactly this when I was building my team. We had zero process around AESE alignment before demos, and my instinct was the same as yours. Build the perfect huddle template, define the agenda, make it a real thing.
And what happened?
Nobody did it. The template was too much. The AEs felt like it was homework. My SEs thought it was bureaucracy. So I had this beautiful process that existed in a document and nowhere else.
I've seen that pattern more times than I'd like to admit, even at our scale. You design the perfect framework and then wonder why adoption is at 15%.
So I stripped it down. The new rule was simple. Before any demo, the AE and SE have a conversation. That's it. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, a Slack message even. I didn't care about the format. I just needed the behavior to exist.
And did adoption change?
Massively. Because the barrier went from, fill out this template and book a 30-minute prep call, to, just talk to each other before we get on with the customer. Most people were already doing a version of it informally. A quick hallway chat, a message right before the call. I just made it explicit. Expected.
That's an interesting tension, though. Because I think there's a real risk of getting stuck at, just do it, however badly. At some point, you need those huddles to actually produce something useful. Otherwise, you've got people checking a box, but not actually preparing.
100%. And that's where the phasing matters. I gave it about 6 weeks of just, are we doing it? Before I started asking, what are we covering? And by then, something interesting had happened. The SEs who were having those conversations started naturally asking better questions. What's the customer trying to decide? Who's in the room? What did the last call cover?
So the habit created the soil for the quality.
Exactly. They didn't need me to hand them an agenda because the conversation itself taught them what they needed to know. The AE would say something in the huddle and the SE would go, oh, I didn't know that. That changes what I'm going to show. And that moment is worth more than any template.
I'll push back slightly. That works well in a 12-person team where you have visibility into every deal. At my scale, I need some structure. I can't rely on 200 SEs independently discovering what a good huddle looks like.
That's fair. So how do you handle it?
We ended up doing something similar to your phasing, actually, just with guardrails. Phase one was exactly what you described. Just make it happen. My SE managers tracked whether huddles occurred, not what was said. Phase two, about 2 months later, we introduced three questions that had to be covered. Not a template. Just three questions.
Which three?
What is the customer trying to decide? Who in the room has influence over that decision? And what does the AE think will be the hardest objection? That's it. If the AE and SE can answer those three before the demo starts, the session is going to be dramatically different.
I like how minimal that is. Three questions you can ask in 3 minutes. No form, no document.
And the adoption stayed high because it didn't feel like process. It felt like a conversation with a point.
So the move is, if your team isn't doing pre-demo huddles, don't build the perfect template. Just make the conversation mandatory. Track that it's happening. Then, after a few weeks, introduce the minimum questions that actually matter.
Habit first, quality second. Get the muscle working before you try to optimize it. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.